Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. There's been a fifth arrest in the shooting death of Cumberland County Prosecutor's Office Detective Sergeant Monica Mosley. Mosley was shot in the chest during a home invasion last month in Bridgeton. An update from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
The Cape May County Prosecutor's Office says they're still uncovering critical evidence in the death of Monica Mosley. They arrested and charged 35-year-old Byron Thomas of Paulsboro with first-degree murder and several related charges for his alleged role. They say Thomas entered the home with three other men who were previously arrested and charged. Authorities say Cynthia Pimentel of Paulsboro helped them discard and destroy evidence, and she is a former cop in Camden. Court documents show 29-year-old Nyshaw Mutcherson of Vineland was shot by Mosley during the home invasion and then lied about it when seeking treatment at the hospital. 31-year-old Jared Brown of Bridgeton and 32-year-old Richard Willis of Gloucester City are each facing murder, burglary, and related offenses.
Thomas is being held pending a detention hearing. Authorities are investigating after a man was fatally shot Wednesday afternoon in Northeast Philadelphia. It happened just after 12:30 along Tyson Avenue in the Castor neighborhood. Police say the victim, a 29-year-old man, was shot multiple times in the neck and chest. He was taken to the hospital and pronounced dead about a half hour later. No arrests were made. Police did recover a weapon from the scene. The countdown is on for a possible SEPTA strike Friday morning. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
SEPTA's one-year contract with the union representing 5,000 operators and maintenance workers expires at midnight Thursday night. Talks toward a new deal continue, with transport workers Local 234 rejecting SEPTA's offer of another one-year deal with no raise. The union has authorized a strike, but the TWU says it could be open to a contract extension to align any walkout with the city's blue-collar workers union, District Council 33. DC 33's strike authorization would become official after November 14th.
Regional rail and suburban service would not be affected. If there is a strike, SEPTA says TransPass holders can get full or partial refunds. The Federal Reserve is expected to announce an interest rate cut Thursday. It will be the second reduction of the year, as we hear from KYW's Connor Barkon.
If the Fed cuts rates by a quarter of a point as expected, it could be a while before consumers see the relief.
Could take a month. Could take up to 3 months before you see that lower rate.
Bankrate chief financial analyst Greg McBride.
A quarter point cut by the Fed means your credit card, your home equity line of credit, those variable rate debts, they will similarly stair step down another quarter percentage point. Probably won't happen right away.
McBride expects rates to continue to drop in 2025, but he says now is the time to pay off any outstanding debt.
Don't sit back and wait for rates to drop and make your life easier. You have to continue to stay aggressive about paying down that debt, seek out those 0% and other low rate balance transfer offers to really turbocharge your debt repayment on that credit card debt.
McBride says hopeful home buyers should use this time to find ways to boost earnings to improve their buying power rather than stand by and wait for the market to shift in their favor. Republicans clearly had a big night across the country, including here in Pennsylvania on election night. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert takes a look.
Aaron Cohen, longtime Republican strategist and president of Arena Strategies, says the biggest surprise to him.
The undervote in Philadelphia is something you cannot overlook. I think President Trump obviously increased by a little bit his margin in Philadelphia, but more importantly, it's the overall number.
Kamala Harris's margin in Philadelphia was about 70,000 votes fewer than Joe Biden's in 2020. Political science professor and polling director at Muhlenberg College, Chris Bork, says while Harris fell short in Philadelphia, Trump's success extended well beyond the city's borders.
If you look at the state and you say, well, where did they make gains? You'll see it almost everywhere. And sometimes they were pretty small, a point or two compared to 2020 numbers. But nonetheless, those gains in a cumulative manner, really add up.
Bork says Republican messaging was consistent and on point, tying Harris to the economy and the Biden administration. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electric performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.